This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Mustafa. Welcome to the show For a Better Life, where we discuss Islamic ethics and morals and how to have a better life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the show For a Better Life. In the show, we discuss Islamic morals and ethics. And the topic that I want to speak about today is of that of knowledge and wealth and social status, which can bring about arrogance. The book that I'm using to actually discuss this topic is a book by the name of Islamic Ethics, written by Ayatollah Dastaghayb Shirazi, a famous scholar of ours. And he hasn't actually written the book. Someone has compiled his lectures. And there's a very important lecture that he gave regarding, you know, arrogance. Arrogance, as we know, is an extremely, extremely dangerous, it's a greater sin. It's one of the, greatest dangers that a human being can possess is being arrogant. For example, we're told that, you know, the first sin on earth was Iblis's arrogance, was the fact that Shaitan, Iblis, due to his arrogance, he fell from his status in front of God. The lecture here, the chapter here in the book, discusses in particular the danger of arrogance amongst scholars or those who have knowledge. Unfortunately, this is an extremely, extremely big danger for scholars and who have knowledge. Sometimes we see someone who has gained a lot of knowledge, you know, they automatically sometimes become arrogant as well. Why does that happen? It's because they start imagining themselves to be really important. They imagine that they have special characteristics, that they may not have needs, you know, like others have needs. Just because this person has, you know, learned some jargon or some important terms, you know, they start thinking that there's something. You know, just like someone, for example, who has wealth or social status, you know, in a similar way, someone who has gained knowledge, they start thinking that they're really great or something. And the effects of this, the effects that the writer says that this can have on someone, is that he starts forgetting that he is a servant, you know, that he is a servant of God. Anything that he possesses is from God. Any knowledge that he has is from God. And really, he doesn't have anything. Whatever he has is really, really nothing compared to God's knowledge, to the Prophet's knowledge, right? So they, in a way, it makes person live in their imagination. And they start really thinking that they don't need others. They don't need, for example, God's knowledge sometimes, right? They start thinking their opinion and what they know is better. And this arrogance is really, really dangerous. It can destroy one's faith. It can destroy, you know, one's character. And it's like drinking poison, right? You're really drinking poison when you become arrogant. We'll continue talking about this topic, but we have to go for a quick break.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need,
oh, 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 oh.
Cause your
love is all I need, to be all I can
need.
Be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Cause
your love is all I need, to be all
I
can
be.
And I know that you see how much you mean to me. Cause your love is all I need.
We're back from the break, and we've been discussing the topic of arrogance. So what are some of the cures for removing arrogance from our hearts? You know, one of the ways to remove arrogance is to really make ourselves or remind ourselves of our own reality. If we read many of the sayings or the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha, he does this very thing. He continues to remind us of reality. For example, one of the speeches of Nahj al-Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, "O creatures of Allah, Allah created you without you having a choice. He takes care of you for as long as you are alive." In another tradition, he says, "I'm surprised about the person who is arrogant. At the beginning, he was an unclean drop of semen. And at the end, he will be a decomposed body. And between these two, he is good for nothing." And he reminds us how insignificant a human being is, how this person has started, you know, where he started from this najis drop, and, you know, he will become a decomposed body. And, you know, sometimes I remember there was a time when I was really interested in astronomy, and I would look at, for example, pictures of the stars or videos created about the universe. When you start looking at the universe, you start realizing how extremely tiny we are as a species on this earth, right? The earth itself is a speck of dust in this universe, and we ourselves are so small in it. The amount of time we spend in this world is almost nothing compared to the size and the time of the universe. Our lives are really, really short. You know, we don't have time to be arrogant. We don't have time to really think of that we're something, because our lives are going to end one day and we're going to be moving on from this world. So reminding ourselves of these realities will keep us humble, will keep us, you know, as we say, down to earth, and will help remove any sort of arrogant feelings that we may have within ourselves. Sometimes, you know, one of the sources of arrogance can be when we start gaining wealth. You know, we see this, for example, when someone becomes rich, you know, they start thinking that they're something. Whereas really, there's really no difference between a poor person and a rich person, someone who has wealth and someone who doesn't have wealth. We have a tradition from the Prophet, peace be upon him, that once, while he was sitting in a gathering, a poor person entered and sat next to a really wealthy person. And the wealthy person, you know, what they did is they sort of took the clothes that they were wearing and they sort of brought them closer, you know, so that the clothes don't end up touching this person. The Prophet saw this and he immediately pointed this out. He asked him why he did that. And in this case, you know, the person became regretful and, you know, he started apologizing. And the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, he asked the poor person here, he said, you know, in order to accept his apology, he told this wealthy person that he should give his wealth to the poor person. And, you know, the response by this person who didn't have as much wealth, he said, "I'm not going to accept it." He said, "Because I'm afraid that if I take his wealth, I will do the same thing to another poor person." So we should realize, you know, just if someone has wealth, if you drive a fancy car, if you have a fancy house, these shouldn't be sources of arrogance. You know, God forbid, God may end up taking away that person's wealth. They may end up, you know, if somebody's not thankful for what they have, they're not humble, then God can also take that wealth away from him to humble that person as well. So be thankful and don't be arrogant about what you have. So thank you so much for listening. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
The wise for a better life.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned. One must know religion basics and according to them must influence his or her personality and heart. You must influence your heart.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will love.